Can you say the name of Jesus?
Jesus.
It's the sweetest name and the most powerful name that you will ever say.
Amen.
Come on, let's say it again. Jesus.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Something about that name. Hallelujah. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name.
Jesus.
So precious. There's no other name I know. Say the
long time.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
I'm gonna
started off this morning, we're going to keep on the same theme, you know, as far as believing, okay? Believing anything, you can receive it. See, there are certain things that you have to understand about yourself. Then you'll truly understand why Jesus was saying this. He's trying to reprogram your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what it's all about, reprogramming your mind.
He's trying to what?
Jesus is trying to reprogram your mind.
That's very good.
Yeah. Okay. When I first got saved, I was in jail. Okay, up in Chattanooga. I had just nearly killed four young boys that was in the car with me going up a Lookout Mountain in Chattanooga. We were going to buy some more wine. It was New Year's Eve going into 1998. Okay? And I was tore up. And on the way back down the side, the scenic highway right there on the side right there, you know, on the bluff, I was driving and hit some black ice. That's what I say I hit anyway. Maybe I don't really remember, to be honest with you. Hit the side of Lookout Mountain, totaled out a Volvo that I was in, and nearly killed him. I was tormented for a long time. Still hear their screams every now. Okay. And I felt like the woman who had the alabaster box that broke it over Jesus' feet, because she was so thankful and grateful she was saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there just so absolutely so thankful?
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Well, as a result of that, okay, when I finally realized that, okay, Jill, one day I might tell you what happened to cause that, but I started just seeking Jesus, you know, it didn't matter. I started praying and fasting. Nobody told me to. I just started doing it, you know, because the Bible said to do it, so I started doing it. And then when I got out of jail, I went to Teen Challenge down here in Hayden, Alabama. And that's when I first came to Alabama. Was May 19th, 1998. And I just saw Jesus all the time. I had a New Testament in my back pocket that it didn't matter where I was at. If I had idle time, I was studying the Bible. It didn't matter. You know, that's what I did. As a result of that, okay, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And Pastor James Cato, he had a church up in Hayden. He was one of our counselors at Teen Challenge. He allowed me to start preaching in his church, okay? And this was an anointing nobody gave me. I believe it was from God, okay? What I'm about to tell you. I had people and everything. It didn't matter where I preached at. It could be, didn't matter, okay? I could even be praying. People would just break down, start crying, start repenting. Didn't matter. I'd go to the women's center, teach house, the girls do the same thing. Didn't matter. At any church, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not allowed work to consume me. I said for years and years and years and years and years that I lost that anointing because work consumed me. When Teresa and I got married, I had families to support, and I allowed work to take me out of ministry completely. And it did. It consumed me. Until the other day, this one man on Kenneth Copeland and everything, he said that your anointing has not stopped, but it just tripped me out because I felt as though he was talking directly to me. He said, you didn't lose your anointing. Yeah. You just cut it off.
Yes.
He said, it's time for you to cut your anointing back on.
Yeah.
And then Satan lied to you to keep it off of.
Exactly.
That's true, Mayor.
Doctrines. That's what we're talking about this morning, is doctrines.
Amen. Yeah.
Programming the brain. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, Timothy, you need to read the book of Timothy because it shows you how to live your life in the church. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It says, but the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, and we're talking about now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do believe that we're there. And we can really get into some Rebbe, and I really want to get in Rebbe. I have to really pull my flesh back not to get into Revelation. Okay? Explicitly says that in the latter times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons.
Yeah.
Okay? Doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is a doctrine? Does anybody know what a doctrine is?
Isn't it just a teaching?
A teaching of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can be at work and you'll have a doctrine at work that you have to go by.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. In the military, y'all had a strong doctrine. I know for a fact because I was going to go into the Air Force at one time. Strong doctrines. Everybody's got a doctrine. I don't care. Even in your personal life, you have a doctrine. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, Holy Ghost. I'm going to take and I'm believing that I'm speaking what the Holy Ghost wants me to speak to you right now. I believe it. Okay? Does anybody know what the word human means? Does anybody know what that word means? Of course, that's what we're called, human. We've been indoctrinated with it in our mind. We use it so fluently, it's a natural word that comes out of our mind. Use it. The Lord showed me this. This was God. Okay? Every time you call yourself human, you're actually calling yourself this. You're not made in the image of God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Every time. You're indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. Every single time. And this is just one. Read what it says on there. A member of the primate genus Homo, especially a member of the species Homo sapiens, distinguished from other apes by a large brain and the capacity for speech. That's what you are. Every time you say you're a human, I'm only human. Remember that song back in the 80s? I'm only human. No, we're not. We are man.
Ooh, we're God creatures.
We are created in the image and likeness of the living God.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that every time you say human, I pray right now in Jesus' name that this right here comes to your remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you call yourself human, you're calling yourself an ape. You're not calling yourself made in the image of God. But yet we lose it so fluently. We use it so fluently. And words have meaning and power completely. There is no wells are what you get water out of. Wells are not made for this. This is truth. And it's time to think, man, we understand what doctrine really is.
Mm-hmm.
What Paul is trying to say right here. Okay? Let's go to Acts chapter 20. This is really just powerful, what Paul said right here. Paul is telling Ephesians, Ephesus, okay? He's sending Timothy to Ephesus to do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's sending him. Okay. And you have to understand what it was like back then, okay? It's not much different than it is today, really. We worship all kinds of pagan gods right now. We just don't even realize it, okay? Back then, especially in Ephesus, you know, they had the Princess Diana. They worshiped Titan gods, is what they were called. You know, Zeus, Hercules, Apollo, all them that literally came from Egypt and originally came from Babylon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We won't get into the history behind that because, boy, you talk about some stuff. But here's the thing. Paul was sending Timothy to do this right here. Because Paul had told them here. He says over in chapter 20, okay? We're going to start off in verse 24. But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that of you, of all of you, among whom I went about preaching the kingdom, will see my face no more. Therefore, I testify, he's fixing to leave, therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I did not shrink from the declaring to you the whole purpose of God. Okay, let's go over here to verse 29. Because that verse 28 that's a powerful verse right there. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be on the alert, remembering that night and day, for a period of 3 years, did I not try to admonish each other with tears. Paul cried and told them constantly, beware of false doctrines coming into the church. Beware of the programming that's going to happen in your mind. Because it's going to happen. And I just demonstrated just with that one word, that one little small word, how we've been programmed to think. Because we've allowed false doctrines to get in our mind. And as a result of that right there, did Timothy do his job? Absolutely. He went there, and the example, we are going to Revelation. It's over in chapter 2, okay? Timothy did do his job, what Paul told him to do, but see, because of false doctrines crept in, and this is what happened. Chapter 2, starting verse 1, this whole all the way to verse 8, is teaching to Ephesus, the church of Ephesus, okay? That's what he's telling them. You've done it all right there, but you allowed false doctrines still to come in because what happened? But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Because they allowed that false doctrine. You know that one word right there, just because you quote that, I quote that one word right there and say that I'm an A, it diminishes my relationship with God, the Father, because I'm telling Him that I'm not made in His image. I am made in an A's image. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And one of the things that one of the things that Hagin did when he got saved, he kept telling himself, I'm a new creature.
I'm a new creature.
I'm a new creature.
Come on.
I'm a new creature.
Yeah.
I'm a new creature. Mm-hmm. I'm a new creature. He kept saying it over and over and over. He reprogrammed himself.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Come on. I was actually going to go there. Mm-hmm. This is Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. I knew it was. Mm-hmm. You see, just on that one word, what I just showed you on human, okay? What she's talking about right there, how much of the word is in us? Okay, how much of this right here is, really think about it, how much is in you? Okay, how much of it is really in you? There was a lady, her name is Dory Van Stone, I don't know if you've ever heard of her. She wrote a book called 99 Bananas, okay?
Years,
99 Bananas. Years ago, she's gone, along be the Lord. She was missionary over the Virgin Islands, okay? Back before World War II, okay? I met the woman, it was right before she went to the Lord, okay? And this woman right here, she was missionary. Her husband, she was 18, sent down there and stuff, and her husband died when the Japanese army came into the Virgin Islands, took the Virgin Islands over. And stuff, they were all put in concentration camps and stuff, and her husband died a few months after he was put in there from disease. Well, she was in a cell for 3 years, okay, by herself, and she kept seeing all these women, because it was a woman's concentration camp, all these women losing their mind and just dying because they lost their mind, because they were in the cell tortured all the time by themselves. Mm-hmm. Okay, they were on dirt floors, maggots, you name it, was in there with them. You know what the only things that saved her? She had so much word in her from a little bitty baby up. She quoted the word every single day to herself. She was not indoctrinated. She just quoted the word to herself over and over and over and over and over, and it kept her wits. That was the only thing that saved her. She was about the only lady that was that survived that whole ordeal in that camp because of the word. We have to have as much of this right here in us so that we can recognize false doctrine. Okay, like the word human. This right here just blew me away when God showed me this. Because mm-hmm. I've used it because I'm heavy in science. I love science. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it's not true whatsoever. Because mm-hmm. I'm actually saying that I'm a member of the primate species. And I am a species. I'm not man created in the image of God. I'm not a species.
No.
Correct.
And neither are you.
No.
We're created in the image of the living God. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Just off that one word. Mm-hmm. We have to understand what this word is meant for. It's called the Scriptures. The Old Testament, New Testament is all called the Scriptures. And we have to get in it and dig it out. We have to understand what doctrine really means and how it applies to each and every one of our lives. Because that way you can be more effective. That anointing I was talking about, now I can understand how I can cut it back on. Because, see, my goal is for people to be saved. I do know a lot about end times, and I love end times, but my focus is about people being saved.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't care what you study, and if that's not your purpose. Mm-hmm. It really touched my heart last week, man, when you told me about that woman that you prayed for in that restaurant. Mm-hmm. Do we live this life right here? Do we have enough word in our heart? Get it from here to allow God right on our heart in us to take it out there to these people. Because mm-hmm. they need it. And I'm not going to ever stop teaching this right here. Because
right.
I do believe, man, that is our primary goal. I don't care who we are. Mm-hmm. That is our primary mission is to win souls.
That's true.
Because the time, man, is growing short.
Yeah.
And shorter by the second. Mm-hmm. The main doctrine of us should be always be the blood, His sacrifice, what He did for us, and the death and resurrection, and that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Other than that, everything else is irrelevant. If you're not preaching those, everything else is great to love, to study. I love studying. I'm fully convinced I know what the mark of the beast is actually going to be. I'm fully convinced. I got 2,000 hours studying on that. But it doesn't take away from that. This right here is your focus.
Yes, it is.
This right here is your focus.
That is what's going to make you
free. That's exactly right.
Amen. Keep
there is no freedom in anything else unless it's this.
Yeah.
I think there's a little step above that to help you with that. The step above it is your relationship with God.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
When you, that's the mind, we were created in His image to fellowship, to receive His love and to give Him that love. So yes, our purpose is, as a result of that, is to go out. But our mind structure should be to know Him and the power of Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. That's your first love.
And that's your first love. And when you do that, the works will be that you go to Him.
It's automatic. It just comes
automatic.
Out. You don't have to. I don't have to teach on love because of that. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to teach on like Acts. There was, the love was never mentioned because it didn't have to teach on. It was automatic. Okay. Because their commitment in relationship with Jesus was so profound.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So profound.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is something we have to strive for daily. It's our. It's kind of like when you go to the lake.
I think the church can kind of get it backwards. We're back to God in the Baptist church and wonderful people. But they put, how should I put it? They put a works of telling people instead of a love.
The
first love. So you can get it, Satan can take that message and get it way out of balance. But when you focus on Jesus is your first love, He's the one you fellowship, everything else follows in place.
Everything else.
And the top priority of that after loving God is telling Jesus about Jesus.
It's kind of like when you go to the lake and stuff, you know, when I go to the lake or go fishing, I love to fish and stuff. You know, when I go fishing, you know, everybody, all the people I go with and everything, their thing, you know, they're laughing and joking and having, you know what I'm thinking about? Is that water right there. How awesome it is that God created H2O and hydrogen.
And put two molecules together. The relationship with God is far above your relationship. Just like the scripture says, you got to hate son, you got to hate daughter. But because of your relationship with God, you can love those people more.
Never thought about that. It's like when you look at the trees and everything, do you look at them as giving a wave offering to the Lord? Or do you just look at them, oh, that's a nice tree? Because that's really what they're doing. They're giving a wave offering to the Lord. Literally.
Yes.
So how much word we got in us to recognize false doctrine? How much word? We got to have this word. If you want to really program your mind to think a certain way, you got to have this right here in you. And then that right there, man, then it'll take this right here and you'll recognize it for what it is.
Yes.
This is an attempt by Lucifer and he's winning. Attempt by him to get your program off kilter with this. And he's doing it. He's masterful. You got to understand that. He is masterful. But we got somebody that's way better.
Way better.
And you have to understand that. This stuff right here, this is just one word. You ought to see all the words. Oh, I've got a list at the house that I made up myself just in 10 minutes. It's just unbelievable what we say out of our own mouth. Ken Goldman got me on that, by the way. Because I listened to him quite a bit.
Yeah.
And the Lord told him, you know, one time, you know, why are you cussing so much? He said, Lord, I ain't cussed in years. He said, oh, you cuss all day long. We have to understand everything. Our conversation, our way of thinking, the way that we act, everything is about this. It's about this. And I suggest that you go study the book of Timothy. Because if you really want to know how you need to act, take it to face value. You don't have to do no Greek word studies or nothing because it's just taking the face value. Yes, ma'am, I'm wrapping it up. I was going to go into Romans and stuff, you know.
Do that next week.
Yeah. Romans is a book of, it can be an extreme controversial book too if you really want to put it that way. But Romans is a book where you can study it, especially Romans chapter 12, and reprogram your mind and everything with some Romans. And you talk about freedom. How many of you ever felt so free before in your life that you just felt so squeaky clean that you just felt so joyous and just so wonderful? It didn't matter what happened.
Amen.
When you come out of his presence. I mean, when you're in his presence.
In his presence.
As fullness of joy.
When you wake up in the morning, he's there. When you go to sleep at night, he's there. When you go to the bathroom, he's there. It doesn't matter. He's there. And you're just so joyous because you're clean.
Not too long after I began to clean my life and fell in love with Jesus, Karen Wheat was in True Baptist Church up there. And I listened to her, and it was great. And I bought her tapes, and I listened to her tapes. And I was on the high for 3 months. It just happened. Yeah. Just something about the words of her music. I was, like I said, I was high for 3 months.
And I believe that the Lord touched your lips.
Supernatural, Mary. Just me and Mary is my natural, you know, just doing the dishes and stuff like that. And, you know, not doing anything bad, read the Bible, it's good stuff. But I like supernatural, Mary.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That's that consuming fire.
It is.
And that's something we can talk about next week on this right here. Be purified.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you glory and praise and honor.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord, for your awesome tender mercies.
Yes.
And how your love, Lord, just continues.
Woo. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, and Lord, you are our first love.
Yes, you are.
And Lord, I pray, Lord, that our programming, Lord, will always be of you, of this word, and show us, Lord, what your word is actually, to help us, Lord, to understand what false doctrine is and what it's meant to do, Father.
Yes.
I know, Lord, it's meant to, Lord, to take away from you. I understand that. But, Father, I pray, Lord, that we'll recognize it through the blood of Jesus right now, Father. Let us see, Father, as you see, not as what we see. Let us have ears to hear in the name of Jesus right now, Father. We thank you, and we give you glory, praise, and honor for being our Father. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us and directing us into all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.